This episode is brought to you by Mack Weldon. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CADCAST. Welcome to CADCAST episode number 563. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who now also supports crossplay, Wombat.
Yes. I guess.
More penis jokes.
Is that what that was?
I wanted to try to make Ship as uncomfortable as possible, as quickly as possible.
Well, we all know Ship was into crossplay all the way back there in college.
I feel like I missed a week, and I missed a lot.
Did you forget to listen to last week's show?
I did.
The first 10 minutes of the show are mostly penis references.
Uh-huh.
Of some
and
form.
The latter half of the show was also mostly about penises. Oh, you know what else was? The middle.
I missed it.
Right. Yeah. It's, you know what? It's there forever.
Yep.
Good.
Didn't I'm really
glad that
miss it.
You guys have documented that for the world forever.
Yep.
Yes.
That's how we roll.
Yes.
Good. So I'm back.
Good. I'm glad. I know you've been very busy at work. So.
I have. I've been very busy. Yeah. It's. Yeah.
Are you still very busy?
It's work stuff. A little bit less so, but yes.
But that's good.
It's all fine. I like 72 hour work weeks.
It's a lot.
Yeah. My neck was hurting because I was just staring at a computer screen all week.
Do you have a standing desk at work?
No.
No. Do you sit on one of those balls?
No, but I do. I raise my seat up as far as I can, so like my feet are barely touching the floor.
Is that good? I don't think that's good. I think that's worse.
I do the same thing. I'm not even making that up. It's the first thing I do when I walk in the office in the morning is I lift my chair up all the way.
Let's be honest. That chair doesn't go up enough so that you don't touch the floor.
Shipwreck.
Or the other way around.
Right, the other way around. Yeah.
Right, sorry.
Mine doesn't go up quite far enough. But I don't know. It's more, I felt like that was more comfortable for me.
Oh.
It was almost standing.
Almost.
It also makes it so when anybody comes in my office, like I'm a good foot taller than them when I tell them to sit down.
Right. That's good.
Right.
Let's dominate them.
Yes.
Like the emperor. Big throne. Speaking of sitting down, I just came direct from Ty's middle school open house, which
How was that?
It was nine. It was a condensed version of his actual schedule. So we went to nine periods. It was 2 hours. And it was nine periods, and each period was 10 minutes. And then you had like 3 minutes to get to each class that you didn't know where it was. So do you remember back in like junior high when you have the anxiety of not knowing where the class is and like the bell is going to ring?
I was going to say, this sounds like a literal nightmare that I still have.
Right, right. Exactly. And so that's except for, in a way, like I didn't really care that I was late.
They're not real classes. Yeah.
Right, but you can't turn that off completely. You know, that part of your brain that says, oh, there's a bell. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the bell was, it wasn't even a bell. I meant to ask Ty about this. And this is what surprised me the most. Instead of a bell, it was the Windows error tone. You know, on a computer? Like,
yeah.
I was like, that would make me insane if that's what you're actually hearing all day. But they probably don't recognize that as the Windows error tone.
I don't know.
People in sixth grade. I don't know. But it was a great experience. I mean, I don't know. It wasn't a great experience, but it was interesting. And some of the parents now are parents that I went to junior high school with or high school with. So the whole thing is a little weird. So, yeah, I guess when Wombat said it sounds like an actual nightmare, Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of. But it's good. School seems good, though. Props to the school.
Did you have to sit in little tiny desks?
Well, this is I had to do that in school. Right. Dude, I had to do that in Japan in kindergarten. I had to sit in chairs that my knees were almost over my head. So this was normal, but I could still make, I could still do what I could do back in the day is make the desks levitate because my legs are so long that I can just push the desks up off the floor without lifting my feet off the floor. So that's still a really big crowd pleaser.
Way to go, David Copperfield.
All the moms were like, ooh.
That's one sexy bald man.
They were kicking my chair because they wanted to get my attention. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did they send you a note? Do you like me? Check yes, check no.
I remember in junior high, I think this was junior high, when I was in junior high, that I was, first of all, I sat in the first because of my last name being Abrams. Everybody sat alphabetical order. Did you do that too? They don't do that anymore, by the way.
I have no idea.
You don't remember?
I don't. I didn't.
Well, I guess when your name is Abrams,
I should have kept the calendar.
Right. So I remember in math class, sitting in the first chair in the first row, and there was a girl who sat behind me, and she kept like kicking my chair. And she would like, she would just push my chair up like little by little, you know? So like slowly I am just, you know, way, you know, getting more and closer and closer to the teacher. And the girl was, you know, cute girl, cheerleader. And I remember the math teacher saw her doing it and he called her out and he was like, you know, just because you have a crush on David doesn't mean that you can be like, you know, pushing his chair around, something like that. And I remember like she turned like bright red, like so embarrassed because like that wasn't like something cool. Like you didn't want to
have a crush on you.
Right. That wasn't like,
yeah, you know, I get it.
I wasn't the homecoming king.
You weren't?
No, or the runner up. But, and I remember like feeling that was pretty cool because I was like, oh yeah, what if he's actually right? Like, what if she like really does like,
so
like
get to
me?
The sex part.
No, no, nothing. I did nothing to act on it. And, yeah, nothing.
Awesome. That's a great story. Thank
yeah,
you.
I just remember that she was super embarrassed and I was like kind of into it.
I would be too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Junior high school math. It could have been high school. I'm not sure. But anyway. Wombat got free beer. Again.
I did. I'm drinking it now. I'm drinking a can. I'm drinking my can of Dead Man Ale. It's very good. Thank you, Rogue Brewery.
Are these the same guys who make the Wombat beer?
These are the same people that make the Wombat beer, and this is their Halloween beer, and they sent it to me. I didn't ask for it, nor was I expecting it, but I happened to be home when the UPS guy was here, which is never happens, and I answered the door, and there it was, a cool box with beer in it.
You know what they should do is they should make like a, you know, I don't know anything about beer, but they should make a seasonal version of the Wombat beer and incorporate you somehow into it.
Sure. All I know is I'm drinking the Dead Man Ale and it's delicious. Mm. I'm a big fan of this.
Do you like beer is what you're saying?
I do like, I like beer. I drink beer.
You're going to just keep bringing up beer?
I like beer. I drink beer.
Do you still drink beer?
I still drink beer.
Do drink you beer drink in high beer? School. How many beers is too many beers?
For me, one.
Right. By the way, if you're interviewing for any job, no matter what, if or you know, just in front of like peers, like you know, public, and someone asks you how many beers or too many beers, the correct answer is 3 or 4. Can't go wrong with that answer. Cannot. No one's going to go, that fucking pussy. He's not getting a job because he thinks more than, he thinks 5 beers is too many. But if you have no answer, it's a little weird.
When I sold copiers, remember that job? That was 11 years ago, for those who don't remember.
Okay.
My boss liked to drink a lot. And he liked to have someone sit with him while he drank.
Watch me drink?
Basically.
It's the social aspect.
Yeah, exactly. To pretend that he wasn't sad.
Drinking alone.
Exactly. And if you...
That's why I have this podcast every week.
Exactly. And if you didn't keep up with him, he would call you a pussy.
Gotcha.
And he could drink. And I could not drink as much as him. Luckily,
so you're saying I'm wrong, basically.
Before I had... Yeah, I'm just saying this is like the one... the exception of to the rule. Is that sure. the turn of phrase? Yeah. So, and yeah, I got hammered a little too much. And my wife was like, you can't work for this person anymore. You need to find a new job. Where getting drunk isn't part of it.
Yeah. I had a guy got fired at like my first job out of college. He was a salesman for video conferencing stuff, and he got fired because he would come back from lunch smelling like booze, and then he spilled his martini on his steak at the Christmas party, and that was the end of it. Don't ruin your steak.
Yeah, at the Christmas party. Don't spill martini. That's a party foul.
Yeah, yeah. At a fancy steak place. All right, how about some show feedback?
Sure.
A lot to get to. Big show today. I don't need to tickle your ass with a feather, but we're going to talk about Forza.
Whoa.
And Spider-Man. People were upset we didn't talk about Spider-Man last week.
I know. We'll talk more about it because I have more to say about it this
week. I wrote it down to make sure that we talk about it.
Artemusic. What is that?
R2-D2.
No, it's Artemusic Clyde 9.
Artemis Clyde 9.
I know. How can you not read that?
Oh, because there's no space.
I started with the Clyde.
Yeah, whatever. I've been listening to the CADcast for a decade now. In that time, I've become a father and a somewhat protective member of society. The countless hours of entertainment you've all provided me with during that time has been amazing. I don't care if you don't keep up on every single new release or news item. I just love to hear some familiar voices, bullshit about random topics every week. Thank you, especially Wombat, for everything you do.
Especially, did you add that especially Wombat?
No, like that was in his thing. He said especially me because I'm fun.
Gotcha.
I'm everyone's favorite little fat guy.
If you want a podcast, a video game podcast where we don't read all the news, this is the one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one to listen to.
Yes.
But the stuff that we do talk about, I think that we probably know what we're talking about. Most we tell you when we don't know what we're talking about.
Correct. We're still going to talk about it, though.
Right.
Anyway. Read this next one, Wombat.
Sure. Doc Samson has to say, I'm reading this one because I think it's a good topic that Shipwreck should have been on last week.
Okay.
You have to give some backstory then for Shipwreck since he doesn't
We're
know.
Talking about the online plan for the Nintendo Switch.
Okay. We're talking about the right.
Yes. Yes. All right.
And somebody said that, you know, how come Nintendo is the only one that makes you, you know, subscribe to a service to access their back catalog? I don't have to do that with movies like Deadwood or TV shows like Deadwood, which is somebody
that's right, you didn't listen to it at all.
Right. He doesn't know. Okay. So somebody said, how come I can just subscribe to HBO Go and I can listen to I can watch all their old shows, but Nintendo is the only one.
It wasn't even that. It was more the idea of would you buy a little mini cable box that had
you're right. That's
HBO
what it was.
Library
oh, I'm so stupid.
Installed right. into it already, like right. like an HBO Mini, like a Nintendo Mini.
He was right. He was complaining that Nintendo won't sell you just like the
and
old.
Chibi and Chibi came up with the brilliant idea of they should put the entire series of Deadwood on a collectible revolver that you could plug into your TV,
and that the revolver actually fires bullets.
Yes,
that could kill you.
Yes.
Okay, I see now.
The real functioning revolver.
I understand.
So two Doc versions. Samson you know had to say, yeah. Love the idea of a collectible related to a show like Deadwood minus the gun part.
Dude, the gun part's the heart of it. No, you can't get rid of the gun part.
That you could just plug in and watch the series. That's where the market is. Collectibles. Mm-hmm. And I understand Wombat hates Nintendo, apparently.
Wait, what?
But for $20 for their online service, including some classic games and online play for games like Splatoon 2 and Mario Kart is perfectly fine. They are doing a good job. Are they doing a good job without that chat feature? No. But $20 for the year? Come on, Wombat. It's fine. I don't know what anyone is playing online. Come on, man. The whining is just sad. I don't think I whined. Whining would be like, I don't know what anyone is playing online, and I don't think I said it like that.
Did you make an accent there? It sounded like your normal voice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm waiting. That's right. We're waiting for the impression. Go.
Yeah. So, do you think that there's a robust online?
No, he named the two games. He named the two games that people are playing: Splatoon 2 and Mario Kart.
But you can only play with your friends, right?
No, I think those have match. It was the classic NES games.
Oh, those don't have matchmaking. Okay.
Right, those you have to play with your friends. So he's just saying, look, it's $20 for Nintendo Online. Can you really complain about it?
Yes.
I think I think what we would all say is that we would rather pay $60 for a much better service. Is that what we're saying?
Or $0.
$0, obviously, $0 number one choice.
I'd actually rather play $0 for the basic service.
Okay, but what? Okay, $0 for the basic service, but $60, what's the basic service? No one gives you free multiplayer anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Like, well, they did for the first year and a half.
Well, because they had no voice chat.
And, they still don't.
Well, the app. Okay, anyway.
They just weren't ready to charge you for it yet. That's the reason they
Exactly. But I mean, you're asking what would be better. It would be $0 for just the online.
Right, but that's not going to happen.
And no, classic games.
That's not going to happen.
It's hard to get too upset about $20, but at the same time, I haven't spent the $20 yet.
I think people are frustrated that, hey, look, can we just get a more robust service, charge us a fair amount for it, and don't just say, okay, here's the bare bones stuff, and it's only $20. So you can't complain about it. I think people want Nintendo to shine, and they want access to just more Nintendo. And $20 a year is probably not going to get you that much. They want more. I don't know. We've talked about a real Nintendo subscription service forever that costs real money, and I don't know. They just want to sell you the plastic stuff with the games on it, like 20 games at a time.
Or cardboard stuff.
Or cardboard stuff. I wonder how the sales are on that cardboard stuff. I bet you they're not great.
Sure, the margins are great.
The margins are great.
Right.
But
I don't know.
The margins on the cardboard? They need to be perfect. Otherwise, when you fold it, it won't be even.
Wah, wah.
I'll be here all week.
Do we need sound effects on this show? I discovered that there's some software now that would make it
I think
easy.
We've needed sound effects on this show for a while now.
Do we? Or be too annoying?
I already think we're too annoying. So what could sound effects do?
Because I got the Stream Deck thing with all the buttons. All
right. Am I supposed to read this Facebook software feedback?
I don't know. People, I just thought, my Twitter, I guess Facebook disconnected all the Twitter accounts.
Yes.
And never, did they, that was an intentional thing they did.
Yes.
Right? And they didn't, okay, so I never, can you not do that anymore?
No.
Okay.
Not do that.
So I don't look at Facebook anymore, basically, at all. But I usually get show feedback from Facebook once in a while through my cross-posting from Twitter.
You don't have
Twitter.
Like relatives or anything on Facebook that you're curious
I do,
to know
but
about?
I don't, what am I going to do?
Look at my pictures relatives? Of their kids, say hi to your cousins.
But now
make
I have
fun
like
of pictures of your cousins.
But I have like so many people now that I'm on like connected to on Facebook that if I look at my feed, I'm never going to see my family. I'm going to see like 1,000 other people that I don't know.
I physically went in and like adjusted it so I only see the stuff from the people I care about.
I'm doing
and
good
actually,
not looking
I actually
at it.
Enjoy,
yeah, it's pretty great just not to look at Facebook.
See, right. I enjoy the experience. I also like my family, which might
be. What are you, a fucking stockholder?
No, I'm just saying I like my family. I like
experience.
To know what they're up to.
Jesus, I'm a stockholder, and I'm telling you that Facebook sucks.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's good for a stockholder, though, because it went up a lot. But I don't look at it at all. I look at Twitter too much. So I'm like, if I can just not look at Facebook at all, I feel like I'm not fucking up. But I realize I am still fucking up. Anyway, what's the point? Oh, so this didn't happen. So I posted directly onto Facebook looking for a CAGBAG feedback, and you get more responses that way instead of just the cross posting. So
doing nothing. Yeah.
So no. I mean, through the cross posting from Twitter, I think like back in the day when it worked, it used to like not show it to that many people. So I did one today direct on Facebook, and this guy, Jorge wrote in, said, I can't believe you guys are still around. Holy shit. I remember listening to you around the 360 launch on a damn Sony HD1 network Walkman while cycling around my hometown doing petty mischief. That's all I wanted to say. He had some questions. Do we think there's going to be a Switch that's super cheap and polished, kind of like the DS Lite at the tail end of its run? Yes.
Sure.
We mentioned that before. You should listen to the show. You would know that we have mentioned that. And then he goes, I guess I got to listen to this one after all. Cheers, guys. Hope you're still burping into the mic and shit. Yes. Less, though. Because we're older. We're older and more mature. Or at least older.
Yeah, I think that's half true.
Right. Okay. Anyway, that's good. Let's do Watch This, Bitches.
Sure.
Did I talk about Maniac last week?
No. Of the two things you put on here, that's the one thing you didn't talk about.
I know. We'll get to that one. Don't worry. Maniac is the new Netflix series with Jonah Hill and Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, yep.
And it's like pretty, you know, it's like a psychological thriller.
Okay.
It's pretty weird.
That's usually the word that follows that.
Yeah, I guess that's the right way. But it's not, it's more like a psychological psychedelic thriller, I think. Not that the imagery is super trippy, but there's a lot of stuff going on that's weird that you'll be very confused about. There's one of the episodes takes place on Long Island in the 80s, Wombat. So I think I'm going to sell you on it right there just so you can check out how they did. Where on Long Island?
Do you have a town?
It was in Ocean. I noticed that they filmed some of it in Oceanside.
Okay, you kind of have me intrigued then.
It's very interesting. Basically, like Jonah Hill plays this guy who's like a kind of disturbed and he's in some bad situation with his family. And he's basically at the point where he's signing up for these psychological experiments just because he needs money and he doesn't really, he's very confused, a very confused person and has some mental problems. Anyway, this treatment involves some weird shit and it basically makes them hallucinate, and one of the whole episodes takes place in Long Island in the 80s. And they drop in some good references. They did their homework.
Cool. I have to check that out.
There's a Bagel Boss reference.
Nice. Well, that's still there.
I don't know. I'm impressed, but it was there back then too.
I know it was there back then. My, you know who worked there?
You.
My cousin Jason.
Shit.
He worked there for like 6 years.
Damn. Can I get his autograph?
He's retired now in Florida.
Can I get a discount on bagels?
Not anymore. He lives in Florida.
Fuck.
I know. Sorry.
Okay. Where are we? Watch this picture. So Maniac, yeah, Mrs. Cheapy and I have been watching it, and I'd say that we recommend it so far. We have not finished the series, but it's pretty interesting. And some of the episodes are really, it's weird. Like some of the episodes are, you know, 30 minutes and some of them are 50 minutes. Pretty weird, but anyway,
that's like a thing. I like that they actually do that they keep the episodes as long as the episode needs to be,
except when it comes to like show their superhero shows,
except for the Marvel shows. They haven't quite figured that
those they have out. To fill it with 20 minutes of nonsense.
Did you watch any of the trailer for Daredevil season 3?
I did, yeah. But he wasn't wearing his outfit. I'm a little concerned. I don't like when he's not wearing his outfit.
But Wilson Fisk was.
He was
wearing the Daredevil outfit?
No, he was wearing his white suit.
Oh,
I didn't see that.
Oh. Nice.
Sorry, that was a big one. That was for Jorge.
Good. You made him.
I saw him in his prison uniform. I didn't see the white suit.
Oh yeah, he wears the white suit in one of the.
I don't like TV shows about superheroes where the superhero is not wearing the uniform.
I understand that, and I don't disagree with you.
I just don't like it. So, yeah, that might be a problem. I just want to say, I know I talked about Cobra Kai last week.
Two episodes in a row, but yes.
Yes. We continue to watch it, and we're continued to be amazed how amazing the show is. I just looked it up on Rotten Tomatoes. 100% fresh, Wombat. No excuses. Except, what if I
don't have YouTube Red.
Do you know, I tried to see if I could gift it, and you can't gift it.
And I really wasn't that big a fan of the second episode.
Fuck! It gets better, though. Ship, somebody has to watch it. I have a friend who loves Karate Kid, right? He's fucking, like, loves 80s movies, loves Karate Kid. I can't even get him to fucking watch this.
Sorry,
watch
dude.
Karate Kid.
No, I can't get him to watch Cobra Kai. It's better than the movies.
Mm.
You haven't watched it. You gotta watch it. Have you watched the first episode, Ship?
No, I have not.
What? It's free. It's free.
Okay.
The first one is free. Can you watch the first episode?
I'm not.
Will you make a commitment
anything?
Right now? Will you raise your right hand and make a commitment to make your best effort to watch the first episode of Cobra Kai?
I raised my right hand to tip my beer.
No, that's not.
That's a good reason to
tip. Answer the question, please.
I drink with my left hand.
Yes or no? I like beer.
I do like beer. I'm drinking I like the beer then, and I like beer now. APA Americana Pale Ale.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I'm drinking Long Island's finest tap water.
I'm assuming HHG is our friend Hip Hop Gamer.
I would assume
his own
so.
Beer. Nice. If he has his own beer, how come Wombat doesn't? Make a Shipwreck beer too.
Ship beer.
I don't. You can't make a GBD beer because I don't support drinking. I don't like.
Maybe I'll watch Cobra Kai.
But. Please, yes. It's so good. Even Mrs. GB likes it. And can you imagine what I had to go through to get Mrs. GB to watch any episode of Cobra Kai? It was not easy. I had to beg. Don't make me beg, Ship. I think that's too late. I'm basically begging now. Okay, we're done with Cobra Kai.
Are we? You promise?
Now, I want everybody in the audience to raise their right hand and promise to watch the free first episode of Cobra Kai.
Don't. Just don't. Don't give them the satisfaction.
How would I know?
I don't know. I watched two other things on Netflix, though.
Go on.
I haven't finished the first season yet. I have like three episodes left, but I watched a good chunk of The Good Cop. That is the Josh Groban, Tony Danza cop show.
Oh, God. I couldn't even make it through the trailer that autoplays on Netflix.
Oh, it's not bad. It's fluffy. Which sometimes it's good to have a fluffy show. Every episode is fairly self-contained. Like,
isn't it weird just to look at Tony Danza, though?
No, he plays an old man. He's an old man.
But he looks like Tony Danza.
Who looks like Tony Danza.
Kinda.
Yeah, I've watched, I guess, six episodes. How many times has Josh Groban sang in the first six episodes?
I don't know. I don't even know who Josh Groban is.
Josh Groban is a famous singer.
Oh, okay. He doesn't sing?
He sang zero times. How many times has Tony Danza sung in the first six episodes?
So I know who's running that show, I guess.
Yeah, four times. Four times they let Tony Danza sing a song. You would probably like the episode with Bob Saget. The Bob Saget episode of The Good Cop is a really strong episode.
I'm not watching any of your shows until you commit to.
All right, I'm just telling you. I think you'd like it. And again, it's all very self-contained. Someone dies at the beginning, they solve the murder by the end. It's quick, like 45-minute shows. So,
no mercy, Wombat.
I know. I also watched the Quincy Jones documentary that just came out. Also very interesting.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to watch that.
No, that's probably too smart for you, but it's a really good documentary.
Hey, whoa.
Hey.
Just
hey,
because.
Angela.
You don't like good television shows.
Hey, yo, Angela.
Wait, was that Tony Danza insulting me? Or
that was
you
Tony
insulting
Danza
me?
Insulting you.
I don't know. He didn't really insult people. He was like a nice guy.
He said Ayo Angela a lot, though.
But that's not an insult.
No, it did say Angela.
Okay. Let's talk about new releases.
Sure.
I think. Anything? You've been watching anything, Ship? You've been watching your computer screens.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of computer screen. Mm-hmm. New releases.
Mm-hmm.
I looked through this list. Mm. Valkyria Chronicles 4.
That's a game mm-hmm. that came out this week. That is true.
Mm-hmm. That people like those games. I've played some of those games. That's about all I know about the fourth installation of Valkyria Chronicles. Man, there's really not a whole lot this week, is
there?
Tune
War?
Oh, I just deleted something. Fuck.
Did you delete all the
No, releases? No, I thought I deleted all the releases.
South Park, The Stick of Truth on the Switch.
I got a new game that we can play.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. So don't look at the Switch games yet, okay? But we're all going to scroll up and look at the Switch games at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see who can find the most ridiculous game the fastest. So you just shout out your first most ridiculous choice. You only get one pick. First most ridiculous thing. And you got to shout it out right away.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, go.
Light Fingers.
Fuck. Magic Cat.
Something else.
Wombat's not good at this game.
I'm not good at the Ultimate Chicken Horse.
Oh, fuck. See, sometimes if you take your time, it pays off.
Uh-huh.
Shit, I think he wins with Ultimate Chicken Horse. What do you say, Chip?
That is crazy sounding.
It seems like that one's on purpose, though.
Another game that we can do is...
How about SNK Heroines Tag Team Frenzy Thief Arthur?
That's DLC there at the end.
It still counts.
It's right.
Still
counts. Oh, that still counts. Okay.
DLC is eligible.
There's also...
DLC price to be determined.
Gauco period, love period, 100 days. That was pretty good.
I was going to do that, but I couldn't really read it.
Right.
I wasn't confident I could get that out like on the first try. Next week, I'm just going to throw in some fake names and see if anybody...
You might have this week. There's no way to tell.
Right. Anybody's free to do that, by the way. Let's see who can be the first person to successfully do that and fool somebody.
This list says that Hollow Knight is out for Xbox One. I'm interested in that.
Well, we do get our list from tech-gaming.com, so they are pretty thorough. Anything else for new releases?
I think we're between weeks.
Okay.
That's weird. Like, why did Tomb Raider not come out this week?
Oops.
Right.
Yeah, that would have been good. People like everybody who is, you know, people aren't really talking about Spider-Man that much anymore.
Nope.
Right.
You still see the screenshots.
A lot of people have finished it at this point and are maybe looking for some more action.
Yeah.
I can relate to that.
I don't think they can they change the dates like that though? Well, I guess they knew Spider-Man was coming out.
I think you can. Oh, crap. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man.
Right. I think they had plenty of time to change that. Yeah. Oh, well. Mm-hmm. All right. Now it's time.
Hopefully Tomb Raider did okay.
I've been playing it, but not that much.
Mm-hmm. Same here. We'll talk about it later a little bit.
Now let's talk about Mack Weldon. In case you didn't know, Mack Weldon's mission is to make sure that all your basics are smartly designed and shopping for them is easy and convenient. They founded Mack Weldon because they wanted more out of their basics and always questioned how something so essential could be such a pain in the ass to buy. We can say ass on the show, Wombat, right?
Yeah, I think so. I believe so. Okay. Good. We could beep it out.
Anyway, so they started from scratch. They engineered their own fabric. And you can count on the fit being exactly the same each time. They've built a world-class customer experience, and they say the difference is in the details. So they obsessed about every stitch and seam until they've reached their definition of perfect. So Wombat, it was funny because Wombat just told me before the show that he was happened to be wearing his Mack Weldon underwear right now.
Yep, I'm wearing my blue camos.
And now, normally, I never, ever want to hear the words wombat and underwear in the same sentence, but I guess we have to.
Here's the thing, and I will say this. This is the God's honest truth about Mack Weldon underwear. Every time we do our laundry, the next day, I search for my Mack Weldon underwear and make sure I wear it.
I believe that.
It is by far the most comfortable underwear I have. I have two pairs. I have the regular boxers and the boxer briefs. And they're both insanely comfortable. So it's a toss up. Like, I don't care which one I wear, but I'm going to wear one of them. And then the second pair, it's always like a mental debate. It's like, do I hold on to these and not wear them right away and do two Mack Weldons 2 days in a row?
Right.
Do I space it out? Do I save it for the weekend? It's literally a special occasion for me to wear them.
Do you have the silver underwear?
I don't. No, what's the silver?
That's the antimicrobial underwear. Ooh. That means they eliminate odor, Wombat.
I've got some of those silver socks.
Do you really?
Yeah. I have the silver socks. That's what I play basketball in.
I need those.
They're good.
I have a foot odor problem when when I'm sweating.
I just know that they hug the right areas in the right spot.
Do you get a lot of compliments on your Mack Weldon underwear?
By the misses? I might.
No, by strangers.
No, yeah, well, by strangers at work, yes. I mean,
relatives.
We don't wear pants in my office. I mean, that's that's normal though in my kind of office. So,
gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So Mack Weldon says that they will be the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, and undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants, and more that you will ever wear. And they want you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it, and they will still refund you, no questions asked. I have the hoodie and the hat And I recommend both of those things. I wear the black Mack Weldon hat whenever it's raining, because it's like, or whatever I'm doing exercise, because it's that plasticky material that's good for that. So yeah, for 20% off your first order, please visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CAGCAST at checkout. That's MackWeldon.com and promo code CAGCAST at checkout. Thanks. Now it's time for multi-platforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught. I still have not played Overwatch. We're on like week 2 or 3. Ever since Shanafan bought me those loot boxes, I have not gone back. Thanks a lot, Shanafan. You ruined it. No. I was just, I guess, just getting tired of it. Anyway, the big news this week, Wombat.
Yes.
In your Overwatch, in your multi-platforming news is
Fortnite. Is that the bigger news? Sony allowing Fortnite crossplay on the PS4?
It's not just Fortnite. It sounds like it's going to happen for other games as well, as needed, I guess.
Maybe.
Or they're working on it. Well, they've announced a beta for the Fortnite crossplay.
Now, does that mean I'm going to be able to play Fortnite on my Xbox One and have this stuff carry over? Or Okay. But that's not done yet, though.
Right. I don't think I think they're having a beta and they're going to roll this out. My question for Shipwreck is, on a scale of 1 to 10, being 1 being not surprised at all and 10 being completely dumbfounded, how surprised are you that Sony is doing this? Don't say 7.5 or 5.
So dumbfounded was 10 and not surprised was 1?
Yes.
I would say maybe a 4.
Oh, really? I'm pretty surprised. I'm like a 9, an 8 or a 9.
See, I would probably put myself at like a 6.5. So,
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. It seems like Fortnite is they got enough bad press on it that.
But I felt like they were just going to ride it out, and I felt like they did.
I think that they were going to, but maybe they had this in motion a little bit sooner when it was like really hot that they didn't have this. Aren't they also doing like Fortnite bundles and everything?
Mm-hmm.
So there may have been a little bit of a deal there at some point.
I'm sure Epic was pushing for it.
Right. So I think,
and other publishers.
Some of this honestly could have been that Sony just hadn't looked into it. Didn't think it was worth looking into until all of a sudden this blew up. And the Fortnite thing happened like really quickly.
Yep.
So they probably, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt on this and say they probably had not invested the time to pursue this because it wasn't something that you would naturally pursue because you wouldn't want to do it unless it caused a big stink.
Right. No, I think that's a good analysis of it. They just, when it all happened very quickly, they put out their usual press statement about when, because this issue has come up before in other games, but it never, other games were not Fortnite, and so they never got to this level of
this came up fuss. With Rocket League, I believe, right?
Wasn't it could have been, it was a couple games, I think, okay. But not maybe, it was just, yeah, I feel like there was just a few instances of it, and so Sony puts out their stock statement, and like you said, maybe they said, hey, you know what, this is an old policy, we're kind of like the last ones holding on to this, maybe, and I'm sure there was pressure as well from Epic and other developers. So yeah, I mean, it's good. I like when, it's good when people change their mind and do the right thing. It's great. Speaking of doing the right thing, there was a lot of news from Telltale Games over the last week. They laid off about 250 people.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit that I did not read like everything about it, but I did read some stuff. But my understanding was they had some funding. I guess they were just living from paycheck to paycheck over there, and they had funding fall through, and they just laid everybody off with no severance. And now they're being sued.
And no real warning.
And no real warning. I mean, and yeah. I guess.
I think that's the violation. I think if you do a mass layoff of a X percentage of your company size, there has to be some sort of fair warning.
Okay.
Again, I am no legal expert, so.
That's what it says. 60 days in advance.
Yeah.
50 or more employees within a 30-day period.
There you go. So that, I believe, is the issue. Also, you know, our best to everyone that was affected by these layoffs. There have been a handful of studios that have had massive layoffs in the last week, mm-hmm. which is really sad and frightening. But good luck to everyone. Maybe you'll all get jobs at Fortnite and be secure forever.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, and I guess they... You know, they sold the season pass for Walking Dead, sure. and the season's not done yet. And you know, there's only like 25 people working at the studio, so people are trying to figure out what's going to happen with that. And I don't know; it's not a good situation.
Nope. All it's around video, shitty.
Video game making video games, man.
It's hard.
It's tough business, man. You got to read that Jason Scherer.
Schreier?
His name.
Schreier?
Yeah, Blood, Sweat, and Pixels. I mean, you'll see, I mean, I don't think there's any stories, well, of that big of a layoff. I guess that maybe there were. I don't know, but
there was. I forget. Wasn't
there were some layoff stories in there?
Kingdoms
there
was stories, of Amalur, in that book. I forget. I think it was
38.
Which one?
38.
38. Yeah.
I mean, where are we? It makes sense how this could happen. Like, if it sounded like they had two sources of potential funding, and then both of them backed out, and it sucks for everybody. But I understand how Telltale was like, well, we have no money now, so we can't pay you, and
right. I guess making these licensed games must be even trickier than making just a regular game, which is already seems pretty damn complicated. But it sounds like, you know, you have to guarantee payments out to these companies, you know, before the sales even come in.
Sure. But that's also how you're getting your funding in as well, is investors are giving you that funding. Based upon you.
Because you have these licenses.
Yeah, based upon this license that you have that people know.
But what certainly one thing that we've seen over and over again in the video game business is that when companies put out games too close together, you know, just sequels, inevitably it dies. The popularity of it, just the bottom drops out. You've seen it with music games. You've seen it with single player games, you've seen it with anything. As soon as they go to that like year cycle,
they were kind of trapped with their model in that they were doing the episodic. So it even if
right,
it's
but
not
they took
sequels,
on so many was, though. They took on so many licenses.
Well, I mean that was the model. I think the issue there was that every game was the same basic structure.
Right.
That,
the difference between like this needed, and pinball is pretty clear, right? Like why the licenses work much better for pinball. Like I'm not going to get bored playing different pinball tables, but the same Telltale game over and over again, you know, like you said, they're pretty similar. So I don't know. I feel like maybe they bit off a little too much there, but
they had a good run.
They did.
I mean, it sucks that it all fell apart the way it did.
Yep.
I hope everybody finds new work and everything. But it's a little like I was a little shocked that they had that many people on staff at Telltale.
I mean, they constantly have games coming out.
They
and
had.
Different episodes of different games.
The number still seemed high to me.
A lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
To make those games. If they're making, like, you know, Red Dead Redemption, that's something else. All right. What, at Crossley Color wrote in, he writes, do you think streamers helped bring the downfall of Telltale Games? If a streamer with 3,000 viewers stream one of their games, is there a reason for those viewers to then go out and buy it, knowing what happened in the story.
Probably not. I don't know if streamers helped or hurt. I don't know how many streamers were streaming their games.
I feel like if you're going to play that game, you're not going to watch the stream.
Streamer. Yeah, you're not going to want it spoiled for you. Like, you've already made your decision when you when you watch that game stream.
Yeah, I can't get behind streamers cause the downfall.
No. And I think, like, especially like for Minecraft story mode, I'm sure that they helped a lot, probably. Maybe it didn't need help. All right. What's the Golf Club 2019? Why is this all up in my area?
Because I've been playing it all up in my area.
What? Is that?
It's a golf game. Yeah, this is the third iteration of this game.
This is on a console?
Yes. I've been playing it on Xbox One. It's by the same studio who made NBA Baller Beats. They now make golf games.
Hmm.
And they're pretty well done golf games because they like I didn't play Golf Club 2, I played the Golf Club 1.
What the hell? You're no expert.
I know, exactly. I missed out on what happened in season 2.
Does this use Kinect at all?
No.
Unlike Baller Beats.
No, unlike Baller Beats, it's a straight up like swinging the golf club with the analog stick type of thing.
Oh my God, I just checked their Twitter account for Golf Club 2019. They have 5 million Twitter followers. Holy shit.
They did it again.
Wow. Oh man.
But
they got the magic touch over there.
Right. But this year, this is a 2K joint now. Like 2K picked this up. They got the PGA Tour license.
I've
only played one, like I did the tutorials and I've played my first round of my career to qualify for the minor leagues of the PGA Tour. It's Q-Web or something. I don't remember what the name of that is. But I think it's just the PGA courses, like a bunch of the PGA courses, which is what you kind of want.
And sure.
That's all you need. You want the golf courses. Yeah. You can make your own guy. And you can make your own courses. Like, that's been the whole thing with this all along, is that you can design your own courses and share them online. And it's got a lot of courses that people make and you can download, and you can import the ones from Golf Club 2 into this as well. But
cool.
Yeah, it's a relax, like after you've worked for 72 hours in a week and then you don't want to really concentrate on much, it's a relaxing video game. I like golf video games.
Sure. When while we're reminiscing about our wild high school and college days, I used to play, there was a game called Lynx. Mm-hmm. On the PC,
which sure. Really, I played really a lot game. Of Lynx. All the trees get drawn in.
You gotta wait.
You gotta wait for.
If you had
trees.
A good computer, it drew them in like faster.
If you had a slow one, you were watching those trees get drawn.
Yeah, I was. I never had a good computer until I was an adult and bought my own computer. I mean, I'm not complaining. I was grateful to have any fucking computer. But the point is, we used to play for money, so we would play like.
Who's we?
You know, with my friends in college.
Oh, okay.
Sam used to play in college. Used to play Lynx.
Some wild college days you had going on.
That's what I'm saying. We used to play like $5 a hole or something I forget what we used to play, but it was high stakes.
Whoa.
Wild times, man. That and Devil's Triangle we did.
Yeah.
And boofing. Or I forgot, boffing? Anal. We did anal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Got all it. The time. That's why I walk so funny. All right, let's move on to Tomb Raider.
Yes, Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
I say, are you playing that ship?
I am about not too far in. Like, again.
Did you make it past our E3 demo?
I got into it, oh, I've played this. Did they change some of that? Did they remove the kid you meet in the village, or did I just not meet him? Wasn't there a part like you met a kid in the village and he was like, come this way.
You're the Tomb Raider. Follow me.
Right.
I don't remember.
You're the white woman in this village.
Like, yes. Come.
Yes. No, but yeah, like then I remembered, oh yeah, I've played this before. This is, and they definitely changed some stuff from the demo, because I remember there was a part in the demo at E3 where it wasn't clear that you were supposed to do the scramble jump up a cliff, and you'd look around the room and everybody was just like jumping to their death.
Yeah.
and they added
some prompts.
Yeah, they added some stuff there. Gretchen was watching me as I was playing it, and she said, haven't you already played this game? And I'm like, no, this is the new one. She's like, this seems exactly like the last one you played. I'm like, it's different. There's differences.
Right.
I don't know exactly what they are.
Me neither.
There's some, you can drop down from the grappling hook, like from the ceiling. That's new. And I haven't got for much like past the demo section, I would say, but I got out to where you're like in the open world area and
okay. You played the flashback?
I have not played there's a flashback, I guess. I have not played that.
Mm-hmm.
No. But it looks great. The controls are great. Yeah. You got that bow and arrow going on. You got the iconic pickaxe.
Her boobs are a normal size.
Unless you put some of the old skins on her, right?
Oh, I don't think I have any big boob skins.
Oh.
Isn't there a code to take her top off?
Now that's bringing 69. Me back to my college days.
Your wild college days.
Right.
It's Friday night. Time to like try to figure out what the code is to get Lara to take her top off. Woohoo! Let's write that down on our calendar. Stayed in with Lara.
But I look forward to playing more of Tomb Raider. It seems very good.
Yes, they seem to have got it down. Are you guys getting hyped up for Red Dead? I just wanted to throw in a quick hype wagon. It's like less than a month away now.
Have you pre-ordered? They should have invited you to the preview event they had.
Honestly?
You would have gone. Don't tell me you wouldn't have gone if you got invited to Rockstar's offices in Manhattan on a weekday and spend the afternoon there just playing the game.
What if they had come up to you and asked you what you wanted to do? Would that have convinced you?
Do you want
to
talk about that? You brought it up. I mean, I actually was going to talk about that, but I forgot because I didn't write it. Because if I don't write it down, I forget to talk about it.
They would have said, what do you want to do?
And so, you know, the embargo. Like,
can I have a burger?
Can I punch you in your fucking smug face? You know, when the embargo comes up, all the previews come out, and, you know, some are more tempered than others. But one in particular caught our attention, and it's from Jeff Keighley. It was just tweets because I don't think he writes previews. I respect Jeff a lot, and I think he does great work. He tweeted out, like, he was so, it was so much hyperbole, including a statement about, in his 50 years of covering E3, in his 700 years of covering E3, he's never had a developer just hand him a controller and say, what do you want to do? And I read that, you know, and this was like in a tweet storm. And I get to that and I'm like, We had a fucking demo for V Rally this year, and the guy said the first thing he said when we sat down was, "What do you want to do?" Like, literally, quote, right? Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy. It's
fucking said, "What do you want to do?"
It's a pretty common saying. Like, I would say, like, maybe one in six games that we've demoed ever have like had some form of that question.
Welcome to Red Dead Redemption. What would you like to do? Maybe it was asked
because
like
usually
that.
The demos have different, they have different modes, or you can play, do you want to do co-op? Do you want to do, you know,
right.
What,
or,
you know, what do you want to do?
Or
what
it's
do you
an open world
see?
Game and people are like, they ask you that so they can point you like, okay, go off in that direction.
Right. Like when you're playing a game like the Lord of the Rings game or something like that.
Right, right.
Anyway, I just saw that and I was like, okay, like I get that the game has like
you put in your pre-order,
detail.
Right?
I didn't yet. I don't
think. Oh, you didn't? Okay.
Maybe I did. I don't
know. They might sell out.
I didn't. I haven't done that yet. No reason and why. I just haven't.
Anyway, I just read that and I was just like, sent the ship. I was like, I'm not crazy, right? Like, people ask you, what do you want to do all the time in at E3? Like at E3.
Maybe
demos. They don't.
Maybe since Keeley's at a different level, they steer him to what they want him to talk about. Could that be it? Like, they're.
No, because he was not always at that level. He's somewhere he had to be a scrub, like, you know.
I feel he was born level. Like, Keeley was born at that level.
It was the role I was born to play. Could be.
But I mean, clearly, like, if we're at E3, we're getting handled with much different gloves than what Keeley is getting handled.
Oh, of course. I mean, yeah.
But so I think a lot of that is he gets presented stuff a lot more than I would say we would be.
Right. Or they like just said, here's some B-roll and I'm going to talk to you.
Right.
And tell you this stuff.
Yeah.
I guess.
Maybe
anyway,
maybe this was just him not used to being at the slum level that we usually operate at.
We're at the sit
what
down.
Do you, what do you want to do? Why are you here?
Right, right. Oh, I have to play the game? Right. I'm sorry, I don't play the games. Okay. That's it. Did we survive Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught?
I think we're past it. Yeah. Why don't you tell us?
Hell yeah.
There's something that everyone's here for. We want to know.
What's that?
How's Forza?
Forza Horizon 4?
Yes.
Yes. I have been playing that as well, so I can comment briefly.
Okay,
you two could talk about it. I'm excited to hear what you two have to say.
Yes, Microsoft was kind enough to send the CADcast codes for Forza.
Oh, that
two-thirds of the CADcast.
That hurts.
I predict that you will get one soon.
I do too, right? But it doesn't mean it's any less funny.
The problem is, Wombat.
I wasn't at E3.
No. The problem was that there was no reason for Ship and I to rub it in your face that we got review codes to Forza Horizon 4, but we immediately did it.
Yes, you did.
That's the problem. So I felt bad. Like, as soon as I did it, I felt like, well, why would I do that? Like, the only reason would be to make him feel bad. Like, that's not nice.
No, it isn't.
So I recognized that. And so as soon as I did that, I wrote the guy back who sent me the code. And I said, can I get one more code for my other host? You know,
I also recognized that. But then I just kept on messaging Wombat with the other codes that I had received that day.
Right. Now, they didn't have any more codes at launch, but I think that there might be one coming your way at release,
which would be good. Survive.
So, I want to apologize for rubbing it in your face.
That's okay.
I felt bad about that for like a minute.
If you both didn't get codes, it might be a different...
It's really Shipwreck's fault for piling on.
I think so. I go with the pile on.
He could have left it alone. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, yeah.
One guy rubbing it in is fine.
Yep.
Anyway, let's talk about the game. The game itself is, fantastic. The bigger, I'm trying to figure, because they put out a game every year now, or every other year now, there's not that many differences anymore. Once they hit like the big open world where you could just plow through everything, mm-hmm. It's hard for them to show you new things, I feel.
I think there's definitely some new things in this, though, that... They
caught your attention.
Yeah, they were like, "Oh, that's new."
Oh, go ahead.
There's those stone walls that you can like plow through now. Like, there's more destruction in this game.
Yes,
definitely.
I was going to mention the stone walls. I was going to say that in a way, it feels like that opens up the game even more. Like, there's less stuff you can't just go off road and just do whatever.
Right. I feel like they're more forgiving. Like, there's another size of tree in there that you can plow through now as well. It seems mm-hmm. like. Mm-hmm. And then of course the big difference is the changing seasons, mm-hmm. which I enjoy how they implemented that. I think it's pretty smart. Like, I didn't, when they presented that at E3, and maybe I just wasn't paying close enough attention, but I didn't understand how like the seasons would change in this game.
Right.
But the way that it works is it's basically like different racing seasons and events throughout the game. So once you have earned enough, I don't know, Forza cred, whatever it is, then you can play the spotlight event and then move on to the next season where the weather changes. Mm-hmm. So you can like stick around in that season if you want, or move on to the next. And it does handle a lot different between those things.
It's fun, right?
It is.
And it
fun.
Makes you, it gives you a reason to choose other vehicles other than your like mm-hmm. favorite, you know, you want the one that's good in snow.
And also there's a lot more gravel in this than previous ones.
Could be.
Have you not noticed how much your controller is just rumbling like crazy?
I do drive the Lancia a lot because it's nice for the off-roading.
Okay. Yeah,
I did notice that there's
a lot of gravel tracks and roads and everything that did those exist pretty much at all in the last one? I don't remember those.
They had not dirt, gravel?
Yeah, like gravel.
I don't know.
Yeah. Dirt is still there as well. That is an option. It's got the puddles.
It looks pretty good.
It's a pretty good looking game.
If you play on Xbox One X, you can choose 60 frames per second and 1080p or 4K and 30 frames.
It does chug. It was chugging a little bit on my I was playing some of it on my old Xbox, my original Xbox. And
it'll chug a little on the One X, not on the gameplay,
in
but
the cutscenes.
Like, yeah.
What's up with that?
Even on my PC, it does that. So
it's really strange that it happens in the cutscenes, because like there'll be maybe it's this way in the same exact spots and all these, but there'll be like a car that's like they have a close up of a car and it's like supposed to be going really fast, but then the wheels aren't moving. it's really strange. It's like it's such a high quality game, and then like this is what like they're trying to highlight stuff, and the cutscenes are just like broken. Just skipping around. But
how do you feel? Wombat may like this, and this is the big difference. One of the big differences in this version is now you can play dress up with your character.
So that's what I was trying to figure out. So
you make your own guy.
You make your own guy. Okay.
And then you dress him or her up.
Gotcha.
And then they dance around like an Onrush.
Yep. You can also give them emotes, and those things are unlocked in your wheel spins. Mm-hmm. Or your super wheel spins.
My guy pops and locks.
So
I don't like any of that shit. I get depressed every time I see I unlocked a hat or something.
You can unlock a skirt too. Like you can unlock like women's clothing. I could see those in my wheels.
I'm playing as a woman,
but I'm not. Like and you could still like I saw like the dresses and stuff like going by on the wheel. I didn't land on any of them, but it was like really like.
Well, the idea is that you can change your character anytime, and
I guess, but
you're unlocking stuff for the future.
I don't know.
Your future playthroughs. And
they've improved on the human models.
But isn't the whole point like you want cars and car stuff?
Yeah, car stuff is what.
Yeah, I guess it sucks.
I mean, I love dress up as much as the next guy, but I like dress up in games where it like makes a difference. We'll talk about that later.
Sure.
But this is like it's a skirt for a character that you don't see when you're playing the game. What's the point?
There's more cutscenes though, like where the characters are like.
I don't
walking
want more
around.
Cutscenes. I want to drive cars real fast and through hills and stuff.
Right. They have added more story to it. Mm-hmm. There's like stunts. I haven't done much of that because
it's like just the big jumps. I think like a big jump and like some.
Yeah,
like
but they races. Add a little cutscene to it.
Yeah.
And a little reason for you to be doing it. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, my problem with the game is really not a problem with the game, but more a problem that they just put these out so often that it's not as shocking to me how great this is.
It's right? pretty
it's
great.
An incremental upgrade.
Sure, but it's pretty great. Like
It's pretty great, but
I'm going to sink a ton of time into this game.
Sure, but the last one was also pretty great, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's basically what I expected.
Yeah, and it's weird because you know what all of the like all the menu options are going to be, and then at the beginning it doesn't have them all unlocked.
Right,
and you're like, okay, well, I guess I'll do some more tutorials here so I can get to the menus that I want.
Yeah, we'll talk about it more when Wombat gets it.
Sounds good.
I will say I played it on the PC just to check it out, and I it does look pretty fantastic at 100 frames per second and 1440p. So, Wombat, tell me about the Rainbow Six Sale that really pissed you off, and so then we'll move on.
Here's
to
what annoys me about it. So they made,
explain it because
sure, yeah. The Rainbow Six, which I've actually played a little bit more of that even this week,
mm-hmm.
made a big announcement that the season one people are going, the operators are going to be on sale between now and March. It's a long time to have a sale, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be on sale for 40% off for the individual characters, or 50% off for the bundle of the characters.
Right. So there's a chance I could actually get these because there's no other way I'm going to get them because I don't have enough anything.
Exactly. Or the bundle you can only just flat out buy.
Oh, with monies?
With real money. The individual characters, you could use the in-game currency. It would still take you a long time to get enough in-game currency to get one person.
Oh.
So the bundle is usually $20, I want to say. $25. And it's now 50% off. So I think it's normally $25 and you could buy it for $12.50. It's hard to figure because they use their in-game credit system. So it's like
one of their many currencies.
Yeah, it's like 1440 credits. 1,440 credits, uh-huh. Whatever that equates to. The thing is, they don't sell for 1,440 credits.
Mm.
They sell 1,200 credits.
Right.
They sell 400 credits. They don't sell anything less than 400 credits. So I have to overspend to get the thing I want on sale. And that bothers me.
Virtual currencies sucks.
Exactly. I'm like, you can't make it in a way so I could hit one button, buy the thing I want, feel like I'm getting a deal, and not have anything left over. I want no part of you. And it's shady because you don't have enough left over really to get anything like decent. Like you could get something crappy, or you could spend another $5 and get another right. little bundle of skins or a bundle of doodads.
Bundle of bullshit.
Exactly.
So, all right, Chip really wants to talk about Xbox avatars.
Yeah, see, he put that in big letters. I've had this for a couple of months now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a new thing?
It's a beta. It's a beta. It's been telling me to do this for a while.
What is it?
It's the new avatars.
They came out with new avatars.
Why? What's happening?
They look more
why did
cartoony.
I not know about this?
They look different. They have a little bit more detail to them.
You know what it reminds me of? Remember that Project Spark? They look like the characters in Project Spark.
It's probably
what was Project Spark?
Project Spark was the Minecraft before Microsoft bought Minecraft.
Bought Minecraft, yeah. When they tried to make their own Minecraft, but they did a bad job at it.
Oh.
And it actually was a very good game. They just did a really bad job at.
Oh, right.
And then they killed it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so it kept on like popping up like over and over again. Like every time I turn to my Xbox, it's like, go make your new avatar or skip. And so after a while, I was tired of that coming up. So I actually went and did the new avatar thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot more like customization to it, but all your wardrobe is gone. Like all of that old avatar stuff.
Uh-huh.
You can't use any of that with this new avatar.
Yeah. I can't dress it up like Thor anymore, which is kind of
right.
a bummer.
All your complete closet is wiped clean.
It's not backwards compatible.
Not backwards compatible.
Or forwards compatible.
Right. So, and then they're still like, it looks like they're going to be like selling you stuff for your avatars.
Yeah, there's a shop already.
Yeah. What is happening?
I don't understand what the purpose of it is. Like, it's not like anyone will ever see it other than you. And it's
you see it in Forza.
Do you?
Yes, there's avatar stuff like...
Oh, on the screen.
On the screen. Yeah. Yes, there's avatar stuff.
It's like after each race, your character looks at a big fake television screen
with
to see how he did.
Big-ass
avatar,
Xbox avatar on it.
I'm looking at your profile to see if I can see what your new avatar looks like.
Mine? I don't know that you can because I kept my other one as my gamer pick still, my old one.
Yeah, mine and my gamer pick is my face, my actual face, my human face.
I kept my old one because he has like a tiger head from that stupid baseball zombie game.
Yes. And mine is just a picture of me because I wanted it to be a picture of me.
So, yes. There's new avatars, everyone.
Enjoy.
Yay. Awesome.
Do we want to talk a little bit about, we'll move on to Sony and talk a little about Spider-Man?
Yes.
Sure. Okay.
You finished it, right?
I finished the story in Spider-Man. Time I checked, I was 92% complete.
Shit.
Yeah. I unlocked all the costumes, except for that one last one you get for 100%ing the game. But all the ones that you use the tokens for, I unlocked.
Nice.
So I have all the costumes.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a big commitment right there.
It is a big commitment. I thoroughly enjoyed that game. It is a very good game. I will say this. I don't want to spoil anything.
Please do not.
But at the end, I did laugh out loud.
Okay. That's enough.
Were you laughing at the game or with the game?
At the game.
So
I look forward to the two of you finishing that so we could discuss that.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. I played a lot of it. It was a lot of fun. My kids would sit on the couch with me and we would do screenshots together and pick outfits together and then fight crime together. And Sabrina would then like to swing around by herself. It was fun. That's a great game, that Spider-Man game. Mm-hmm. That's what I have to say about that.
I agree. Need to get back to it.
And I'll say this too. I played it on normal. I did not have to bump the difficulty down to easy.
My daughter was also playing it on normal.
See? I finished it on amazing. That's what it's called. They call it amazing. That's normal Spider-Man. Amazing Spider-Man. Yeah. What else will I say about that? I will say that I do think, having finished the game, I did not have to upgrade all of my gadgets all the way. In fact, I think I barely used the gadgets. And
really, I use the gadgets a lot.
I you don't need to. I think that the in-game currency system of what the different tokens are and how you get them and what they're all used for is out of balance.
Ooh.
That would be my only complaint. I think they rely too heavily on the challenge tokens. And
I hate the fucking challenges.
And that's it. They're not fun.
That's the bomb one, right?
That's the bomb. There's four different types of challenges.
Oh, there are?
Yeah, exactly. I was able to get to the second level, I think, on most of them. I think there may be two or three that I didn't. I did do all the challenges. But it's not, again, yeah, they're not fun. They just aren't.
I do not like rapidly pushing R1.
Yeah. It's
to bundle the bombs up with the webs. Yeah,
exactly. It's not fun.
Fuck that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree. If you and I say it, then it must be true.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's what you need to get most of the upgrades for your weapons and like your buff. And I think that it's a little out of whack.
So at Burgundy's Mask writes in and asks, "What's the best and worst costume in Spider-Man?"
I think the best costume is probably the one that looks like the classic Spider-Man costume, but it's shiny. The Alex Ross. From that last run of Spider-Man. I know
the Tony Stark one?
No, not the Stark suit, but it's when you get, two after that. That's probably the best suit in the game. If you look at Amazing Spider-Man number one from that last Dan Slott run that Shipwreck hates, it's on the cover.
Oh.
It's not the best run of comics for Spider-Man, but it's a really cool.
No, it is not.
No, but I know Shipwreck knows the costume I'm talking about.
I do, yes.
It's a really good costume, and it looks great in the game because it's shiny and it actually has kind of like an Alex Ross look to it. The animated suit is also really cool. The comic suit, it looks so weird, that sort of 2D, being a 2D character in a 3D world. There's something really cool about that. And also the 2099 suit looks awesome. The worst costume in the game? Maybe there's another like Spidey armor costume that's kind of lame. It's kind of chunky. I'm not a big fan of that. And there's also
I don't like most of the costumes.
The Shocker costume is kind of lame too.
Do they have the black costume?
No, they do not have.
How can they not have the black costume?
Because they want to make a sequel. They want to sell you on some DLC. I wouldn't be surprised if it comes out in that DLC.
I would think that's going to be DLC. Yeah.
Fine. I'll pay for that. They deserve it.
There's a very good chance I will buy the season pass because I enjoyed the game that much.
Yeah. I wish they would add...
I already have the season pass.
Well, you're better than me. What do you want from me?
I wish they would add more like landmarks and backpacks.
There
too.
Is a second round of landmarks that you unlock when you hit level 50.
Oh, do you unlock the Sony building?
No, that's not in the game. Building? That's not in the game.
It's in the game.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, yeah. It's just not a landmark.
Oh, I thought your complaint was that the building wasn't there.
No, I was complaining that the building is in the game, but it's not a landmark.
Oh, I'll double check to see if it's a new one now.
And they also put tall buildings around it that don't exist.
Well, they did that a lot.
To like block out the memories of the ex-Sony building.
There's like secret landmarks and stuff too, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, the secret landmarks.
Oh, they tell you what those are later?
Yeah, when you get the thing for it. Yeah, when you hit level 50, it's one of the buffs you can buy. Is that it tells you where the secret landmarks are. Yeah, those three, you know, you select those three things. Those are, they're buffs. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a better word. Power-ups.
Boofs.
Yeah. So that's the word I'm using today is buff. One of them is, because I hit level 50, which is the level cap. So I may have played too much of this game. Spider-Man.
Yeah, I like it. It's so many good games. It's hard.
He does whatever Spider can.
Forza, Spider-Man, Tomb Raider, Red Dead Redemption's coming out in less than a month.
And then Fallout, which I don't think any of us are going to buy.
I bought it.
You did?
Yeah, I ordered it too.
Oh, wow. You guys have fun with that then.
Way to read the room, Wombat.
Sorry.
Any other observations?
It's so cheap with CCU and the $10 back.
Right.
And the free Destiny 2s.
And the beta.
Right, and the beta.
To the beta, which is coming out. I even put it on the outline.
I saw that. Enjoy your beta.
I think I'm
going
to hate this game, and I still couldn't resist it.
Right. I don't even like Fallout.
I'm going to wait for it to be much cheaper.
By that time, nobody will be playing it, though.
That's my point. That's when I want to play it.
No. If you wait, then everyone's going to have the nukes, and then you're going to have, you're going to be living in a refrigerator. But that should protect you.
No.
From my nukes. Come on, we can play together. Get the beta. Pre-order it. Got it. I mean, not GCU.
No, I don't want it.
Wait, you don't want it?
No, I don't want it.
How do you know you don't want it, though? You only think you don't want it.
I don't want online Fallout without a VAT system and other people. Sorry, I don't want that.
Oh.
It's like, hey, what are your favorite things about Fallout? Oh, these are my favorite things about Fallout. Oh, we removed them from the game. Added more of what you don't like, the building that you hated.
Right.
We doubled down on that, and now it's online. Have fun.
It's making a lot of sense, Shep. Making some good points.
It's already pre-ordered. It's done.
Yeah, he's right.
No, I think you two will. I'm glad you two are playing it. You two can.
We can talk about it.
You guys can talk about how much you hate it together.
Maybe we'll prove you wrong. Maybe you'll prove me wrong.
But I'll be playing Red Dead Redemption because I have a feeling that game's going to take me more than a week.
But the beta comes out on the 23rd, which is when's Red Dead?
The 23rd.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, no.
Damn. So, no, you're screwed. Screw.
It's 105 gigabyte download?
Screw. Yeah, Red Dead's 105 gigabyte
download.
Whoa. It's all those horse balls.
So 26. Three solid days of Fallout beta before Red Dead.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'll let you know.
Can we move on to the CAG bag?
Yes. Somebody complained in the feedback that we didn't address Apple enough. So I will say I bought the new watch, but it hasn't come yet.
Good for them. Move on. That's what I have to say about Apple.
What's that?
I don't have anything to say about Apple.
People want to hear us talk about Apple.
Well, those people don't deserve
it. I'm going to buy a laptop soon. So
I just want to say, by the way, while we're talking about the Apple Watch real quick, how right I was about Apple Watch. People were very down on Apple Watch when it came out. And I was fully supportive of it. I wore it every day. I still wear it every day, even my original Apple Watch. It was always great. It just, the apps didn't work. That was the problem. But all the other stuff was great. So the Uber app took 2 minutes to open. You don't need a fucking Uber app on your watch. Just use your phone. But now they've sorted that out. Now the apps work. Okay, CAG bag Wombat. You ready?
Yeah, hit it.
Ryan, our friend Ryan from...
Retro Game Con.
No, that's not what it's called.
Long Island Retro.
It's So such in a rush, Juan. Getting the facts wrong. Ryan wants to know if Ship has decided on buying one of those arcade one-up cabs or not.
Yeah.
I thought he bought it already.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I pre-ordered
I thought they're out.
The Rampage
out?
One.
The Rampage one. Fuck.
I got a shipping thing that said it was supposed to be this week, and then it like got delayed like 2 weeks or something. So soon.
All right. Let me know.
I will let you know.
Here's another question for you, Ship. At Grim Grinning Guy says that his Dreamcast broke. Where is the best place to buy a new one? Is it just eBay or is it too risky?
I would search out. I mean, you're going to pay a little bit more, but you're going to get one that works. I would search out one of these stores that refurbs them. Like not like does a crappy job, but like goes in there.
Not GameStop.
Right. Right. Not like that. But if he hits me up on Twitter, I can find the guy who reinstalled a new battery in mine and everything.
Ooh.
Like, changed out.
You don't
battery.
Have like some extra Dreamcast lying around? Shipwreck Manor?
I do have a couple Dreamcasts.
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Yeah. I got the sports edition.
You're sitting on two of them right now.
You got to have the sports edition.
Right.
It's the black one.
Sporty.
I think I only have three. I think I have...
Sorry.
I think I have two of the standard gray and then one of the black. But those optical drives on those go bad. So that's why I'm saying don't just buy one off of eBay.
Right. You want a fresh one.
You want one that's had some stuff at least checked out and updated on it.
And at Kokomon wants to know if we saw My Hero Academia, the movie, which just came out. The times are not convenient. They're bad times. So we're not going to be able to see it. And it's like, it's only in the theater for like 3 days or some shit.
I'm going to go with that as well.
Yeah. I'm going to wait for video. You going to wait for video? Rental?
Mm-hmm.
Good call.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Good call. Good job, everybody. Okay. Let's thank everybody for listening. Remind you to follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck. Of course, you got to be following at Video Game Deals. Busy holiday shopping season's coming. Also, check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/GBassGamer. Also, shout out to MacWeldon.com for 20% off your first order. Visit MacWeldon.com and enter promo code CADCAST. And with that, we will see you next week.
Bread's done.
So are you okay? Can you go on?
Bag. Yeah.
All right. Warning for illegal contact. Hey.